Blog Talk Radio.
As your cousin to the czar, I'm the Duke of the View. But it's that same understood that my credit is no good, no good, no good. I'm the Duke of the View. And if you don't believe me and tell me it ain't true, I've only got one answer. That answer's much to you. For now, au revoir, I must write the dear old czar. I'm the Duke of the View. I'm descended from the Roman arms in Russia. In the books my father was Tsarin's Russia. But he sailed away one day to the state of Iowa. And that's how you find me in the USA. I'm the crackers, I'm the cheese. Yeah, call them wolfhounds if you please. Yes, I'm the Duke, I'm the Duke. Yeah. No pork chops, no gravy for me. Some leg bones and black eyed peas. Yes, I'm the Duke. I'm the Duke of the View. I'm the dude,
we don't pull this economy out of a tailspin, we will all be Dukes of Dubuque. How you doing, boys and girls? And welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book, .com. I see Ted Nugent has contacted Barack Obama. He wants to be the drug czar. And so I thought about the Duke of Dubuque, who was related to the czar. Get rid of that title, guys. We don't need a drug czar. We need somebody who can stop the drug slaughter. And definitely czar is not the way to go. The czar is too Russian, and we all know what happened to the Romanovs. Got a couple of topics we're going to hit on tonight. So just hang in there 1 second, and I'll tell you what they are. One of the first moves that Barack Obama made as soon as he swept into office was to declare war on the pro-life people. Yeah, he's fighting terrorism. And the second thing he did was he has ordered the closing of Gitmo, and he doesn't know what to do with the terrorists. He hasn't figured that out, but he knows he's going to close Gitmo. So he's a promise keeper. And I just have a few suggestions that would be in tune with the Democrat Party. In place of the Christmas pageant next year, the White House will replace the outmoded nativity scene with a Bantu African village. The statues will be replaced by Democrat officials dressed in full African regalia. You can expect to see a Democrat warrior guarding the pre-tax water well, wearing a necklace of pro-choice heads. And that role will probably go to an African-American senator from New York, Chaka Schumer. Hang in there. Have you had enough already? You want your country back? Huh? Are you tired of being BS'd by the make-believe people? How come there's no creativity in this problem that we're having with mortgage foreclosures and Fannie Mae and Freddie Frick, who's down to 69 cents a share tonight, and Citibank is $3? and you could, for a bag of M&M's, it costs more. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me you sit around, you watch all of these talk show hosts discussing the economy? They have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what they're saying. They have no idea whatsoever. They're all playing on each other to learn something. They know nothing, absolutely nothing. Okay, you got one guy that says, "Get rid of Yahoo." He's selling Yahoo short on TV. Listen, I know Yahoo's in bad shape, but it's kind of hard to get rid of it when you paid 30 and you're down to 13. How about, and where is the bottom? And who's going for gold? What's going to happen? But here's the thing that bothers me. What are you doing tonight? You want to start a revolution? Or do you want your country back? You want increasing equity in your home mortgage in the first 7 years? You know, the first 7 years of a mortgage, I'm told by experts, that is interest only. The bank gets your first 7 years of payments towards interest. Why does it have to be like that? And somebody says, because that's the way it is. No, that's not the way it is. That's the way it used to be. We can change it to tomorrow. The banks are sitting with 3 million houses. They don't know what to do with, and they're trying to get the government to pay. You see, because it's the government's problem. They went to the banks and said, give these jerks mortgages because they can't pay them. And if you don't, we will put you out of business. So you know what the banks did? They said, listen, no problem. We'll give them all mortgages. And when they can't pay, we're going to come back to you, and you're going to give us TARP money to make up for your mistake. And you can take it out on the hides of the American people. And that's what happened to us. Now, we don't have to put up with that. We don't need 30-year mortgages. What we need are 10-year mortgages. And we need equity first mortgages. In other words, the first 7 years should be equity. And let the bank wait for the interest. Okay? And pay it off in 7 to 10 years, and that's it. And then, why should you have to wait 7 years? You went in with 20% down, and you got to wait 7 years before you see one more dollar of equity in your home that you're slaving for. Why not you see equity from day one in your home? So maybe at the end of the first year, you went in with 20% down. Now you got 30% invested. At the end of the second year, you got 40% invested. At the end of the third year, you got 50% invested. And let the banks take less money. Why should a bank on a 30-year mortgage make double the value of the house? How about we restructure less interest for the banks and a greater interest for the homeowner? And if the banks won't do it, we'll make the government do it because they're holding our money anyway. And not only that, while we're on the subject of taxation without representation, why do we have to bulldoze 3 million homes just to save the housing market? You mean to tell me that we can't work out something to everybody's advantage, the bank's advantage, the government's advantage, and the American people's advantage? Come on, who's not doing the right thing here? Who says we got to live with the status quo? How about status quo? And we change it around. Okay? And how about we keep our tax money on American soil instead of running around the world and giving condoms to people who use them to bring bad water from the well in Africa? Okay? And now we're going back to open up abortion clinics because the condoms didn't work. Give me a break. Give me a break. And how are you going to convince Koran-loving Muslims to accept American chop shops being opened in Muslim African countries? How are you going to do that? Are you going to stay away from the Muslims? You're not going to kill them? You're just going to kill the natives? Yeah. Tell me how you're going to do that. And isn't it time that these young people that are out there breaking their butts and have less of a future than we had, isn't it time that they got 30% more in their paycheck? Why should somebody be penalized because they're not married? Why should they have no tax deductions? And Uncle Sam, if you sit down and you figure it out, I think you find out that Uncle Sam's getting 70% of your paycheck. When you get finished with the sales tax and the toothpaste tax and the overweight tax, The gasoline tax. Let me tell you something. They're already looking at your 401k, and they'll have a windfall profits on that tax on that when it comes time for you to try and retire, which will be at the age of 80, because they'll probably raise Social Security till you can't collect it till you're 85. Yeah, you think about it. And we can change it all because we're Americans and we can do anything. And we had one Boston Tea Party already over a tea tax. Can you imagine the party we could have today? Think about it. It's time to change. It's time. We really want change. We don't want make-believe change. I'm back, boys and girls, and I just got some deja vu of the five executive orders that Obama bin Laden has decreed, like King Herod. Three of them have to do with releasing terrorists, and one has to do with killing kids internationally. He is retaking the restrictions off of not giving American money to kill overseas children. We are going to now export abortion. Isn't that great? We'll have a balance of trade deficit. We'll be getting back a jihad, and we will be exporting abortions. And I can understand that. We could fight jihad with abortions. The great Democrat secret weapon, and let me just tell you one thing. In 93, I was in Kuwait. I was there when the airport was still on fire. The smoke had just cleared. And I met a freight forwarder who was over there from the USA, and he was looking to expand his business. And we had a dinner, and he asked me that evening if I could recommend an offshore bank that he could keep his money in because he had made a windfall profits on trailer loads of condoms going to Africa. And I recommended Piggy of New Jersey as a bank. But here he was, right? And I heard a story from a pro-life nurse who had found in Africa a woman on the roadside who had been beaten and mutilated, and she rushed her to the closest village doctor or pharmacy, and she was looking for penicillin, she was looking for antibiotics, and the pharmacist opened up his showcase, and all he had was condoms. How's that? Isn't that wonderful? The American way. We kill 1,400,000 a year presently. But now that the ban on child murder has been lifted, we'll probably be hitting the 2 million mark. Aren't we proud? And the great Democrat, a secret weapon, and now that we are reaching out and embracing terrorists by sissifying the U.S. military under the penalty of don't yell, don't tell. Now when the Secretary of State sits at the negotiating chopping block with Hamas, Hezbollah, the women hanging mullahs, Al-Qaeda, the Algerian plague makers, the 911 candy givers, and add your favorite cutthroat here, the Secretary of State can offer our newest export designed to offset the balance of trade deficit, abortions for oil. We can play down the guilt of Hiroshima, fostered upon us by the same Democrats. We can add the 100,000 killed at Nagasaki by the atomic bomb to the Hiroshima body count and show with pride that we kill that many babies in 2 months in the useless of A alone. We can take the money from TARP, tearing at real people. That's what it stands for, TARP, tearing at real people. And open up U.S. chop shops from Zanzibar to Khartoum. We can run multilingual ads in Arabic and Swahili, calling little fetuses a tissue, and we can start the Killer Kleenex campaign. The good news is we can cut down on condom subsidies because they were only using them to transport water from a contaminated well. Once the Iranians are on board, we can authorize spot pregnancy checks at the home after they kick in the kitchen door. We can cite the progress we made in killing kids using the latest state-of-the-art techniques. No more back-alley abortions, and now we can kill them in the front office, in front of the cameras. The Democrat death chant is, "We can't wait for this voter." So Obama bin Laden kept his promise to play King Herod again. I knew he was up to no good when he asked which way did the three wise men go. So here are the three steps of democracy in the United States. Demilitarize the military, demoralize the military, and kill their kids. Welcome to the Peace Talks, P-I-E-C-E. Be sure to tell those Kuwaiti women who were raped by Saddam's Republican Guard that they did not have to have those children they raised according to the teachings of the Quran, now that the American messenger has blessed a child murder. Boy, what decisions this president has made already. I'm so proud. You know what the three biggest lies in the world are? The check is in the mail. I'm only going to put my head in. And I'm proud I'm a Democrat. You know what the odds are for survival of a pro-choice baby on the battlefield? 1,400,000 to 1. You know what? You're safer buying a lotto ticket. What could anyone
shot in the dark is all I can show.
We went out, I broke a rule. I never go out on cold nights, but we went out to a Portuguese restaurant with family members last night, and we had a good time. And the name of the restaurant was Brasilia, and the food was delicious. The food was excellent, and they bring it on a spear. You know, when they cut it, you know, like it's right off the spit, and the meat was deliciosa. And at the end of the night, when our host thought that she had not pleased us, because we are too gringo looking, and she thought that we didn't like the restaurant, but we did. And so I said to her, to make her feel better, I says, "This is the first time I've eaten in a Portuguese restaurant, and already I have learned to sing in the Portuguese language. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you." And that's all they were doing. They were doing samba happy birthdays from table to table. So all's well, it ends well. But during the course of the meal, I was sitting down at the end of the table with two relatives who are dyed-in-the-wool demoncrats, and one teaches in a university, and a Catholic university. Yeah, I call it the Catholic Columbia. And the other one works for the French government. Yeah, selling drugs, because you see, the government owns all the businesses in France. You ever notice that all of the communists, the big communists and violent communists, they all go to France for training? The Ayatollah Khomeini came out of France. Hitler came out of France. He went there and he came out. Who else went to France for training? The Cambodian guy that killed 2.5 million Cambodians, Pol Pot. He was housed in France for a while. Who else? I think there's one more big terrorist that came out of France. So when you hear these French people talking nice, don't trust them. I told you, never trust a country that kills its patron saint. So we're sitting with the two liberals, and I got to tell you, Savage says that liberalism is a mental disorder. He's right. They can, if they were in the minting business for coins, all the coins would be one-sided. There would be blank on the other side, because they can only see their side of the picture. And the thing that amazed me was that they're not happy with Barack Obama. And guess why? Because he has no military experience. Now's a great time to find out, isn't it? That's like hiring a gunfighter, and he shows up wearing a lollipop. Say, "Where's your gun?" It's, "Oh, no, I'm not a gunfighter." "Oh, thanks." So they feel he has no military experience. And then I rubbed it in by saying, "Do you know that in one of his first interviews, when they asked him how he was going to handle military situations, he said to the press, 'When I'm with my generals,'" and that sort of caused this guy to throw up his his flan. And the lady of the who works for the French government, she felt that Hillary would have made a better president. She said she's so glad that Hillary is in charge of the State Department. I had to blame my shuddering on the cool night air. Yeah, Hillary at the State Department. Can you see this Hillary at the State Department? You have any idea what's going to happen? Do you know what these terrorists are going to do to us? They're going to chew us up and spit us out. And don't forget to read them their Miranda warnings. Yeah, I give them a Miranda warning. But she said that Hillary is calling the shots, and she's making the rules, and she's really running the presidency. She didn't say that, but I said it, and she agreed. She also mentioned the fact that Hillary does not have to report to the unnamed Minister of Defense. That she reports directly to Barack's insane Obama, who, by the way, looked lost behind the Oval Office desk the other day, surrounded by all his quislings. Yeah, we are in for a ride you're not going to believe. 2 months. 2 months, the bloom comes off the rose. In 2 months, the cauliflower appears. And then in 2 months, we're going to turn over a new crop. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. We're in trouble. I was watching the life of George Washington and how in the beginning, as a general, as a colonel, he got... lost a couple of battles and made a lot of mistakes. And I said to myself, oh man, here's a guy that's a guy that served in battle. Now we got a guy who's running the show. He's the second one. President Pinocchio Pants was the first one. Hey, President Pinocchio Pants, guess what? The embassy in Kenya, there's 500 dead black people on the sidewalk tonight. What do you want to do? It'll go away. Say something, say we're outraged. Hey, President Pinocchio Pants, they just hit Tanzania. There's 300 black people dead on the sidewalk, and 26 Americans. What do you want to do? What day is this, Friday? Well, they'll have the weekend. Don't worry about it. We'll say we're outraged. Hey, President Pinocchio Pants, the USS Cole that you sent for a show of strength and ordered Kathy Bodine, your appointed ambassador to Yemen, to straighten out the Gatchuan terrorists who let anybody they arrest go home on the weekend and home for lunch during the week. Yes, the home of Osama bin Laden's mother. You know, you sent the coal there as a show of strength. Well, they just blew a big goddamn hole in it. And we didn't see the dinghy that would sink us. Oh, okay. How many dead? 19. Okay, we'll say we're outraged. Hey, President Pinocchio Pants. Yeah, the year is 1993, and four terrorists just drove a big truck into the World Trade Center and blew out the basement. What do you want to do about it? Oh, we have to take action. Is there any aspirin factories that we could send one cruise missile to protest? No, but we got a milk factory. Okay, that'll do. That'll do. Listen, this bin Laden is building up an attack force in Afghanistan. Oh, okay, well... how much time do I have left in office? Can I wing it until we can leave Bush holding the bag? Yeah, thank you, Charlie Chrysler. Yeah, and now his wife is the Secretary of State. I would prefer Madeleine Albright. At least she's better looking. The only thing that the Democrats haven't done so far is give us a minstrel show. Hey, do we have a White House song that bears well?
Night and day. Bless. how to come back. They called me back. I'm getting a third term. Obama's in jail. He's in Gitmo. Okay, what else we got for tonight? I see a lot of squabbling over the new medical programs that will be under the tutelage of the Party of Death. All I can tell you is I know what we used to have, and it was pretty good. And I don't see it getting better. And if I had my way, as a matter of fact, I went to GEICO and asked them to take over the medical insurance also, medical and dental. At least with GEICO, you get some decent breaks. But I think everybody would have to sign a waiver saying that they couldn't sue in malpractice suits. The maximum payment would have to be 100 Gs. Because while you got leech lawyers making $5 million and $10 million a case, and nobody's going to be able to afford medical coverage. So let me give you a little Phantom of the Opera. That's where the operation room will be, under the opera house.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. Welcome to the Phantom of the Political Opera. Hello, is this the Phantom? How we doing tonight? A lot of things going on, aren't there? You think Israel's getting ready to take Gaza back? If I was Israel, I would take it back. I would drive all of those terrorists to hell. I would take them out. I would drive them out. I would give them no rest. None whatsoever. Because you're never going to win with those people. They are hell-bent on destroying every last Israeli. And when they get finished with the Israelis, they'll be hell-bent on destroying every last Christian. And that's the truth. And you can take that to the bank if your bank is still there. And right now I'm working on a mortgage refinance, and I'll tell you, it is a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. I don't know.
We're going to sign off, folks. We got 2 minutes left. Pick Cuban fantasy, because that's going to be the next Cuban trap move. They're going to open up Cuba. Whether that'll be a good move or a bad move, I don't know. And we'll probably get more drugs. But maybe we can get rid of the Iranians in Havana. Put them in Gitmo. night, folks.